to the Dream Saver Podcast.
Welcome, dear listeners, once again to the Dream Saver Podcast. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Mitch.
And we're here to talk about the recent showings of The Abolitionist we did. In case you missed it, we were in Star Valley on October 13th. And we were in Cheyenne just this week on November 2nd, showing the documentary that really started a war against child sex trafficking. And Mitch, which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, I didn't attend the Star Valley one, so how about you fill everybody in about that?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. We've been trying to get that film into Star Valley for quite some time. One day the manager of the theater messaged me on Facebook and she said, hey, let's do a showing in Star Valley, one night only, Thursday, October 13th, 2016. And so we created the Facebook page, got people invited, and I tell you that, I've seen the film. You've seen it probably three or four times by now.
Twice.
Just the feeling that kind of permeates the air when you see that show. It's pretty cool. And seeing it with people that have seen it for the first time. And we were afraid that that weekend wasn't going to have a good turnout because it was hunting weekend in the valley. And where we're from, people are big hunters. But people came. People showed up. I think we had about 100 people in the showing. And, I love being in the theater with them for the first time that they watch the movie, because you can kind of hear like the gasps and the kind of the oh no's when some of the stats go up, and when the good things happen in the movie, you can feel people get pumped up. And I mean, the showing was, I was hoping conservative numbers, I was hoping for 20 people to attend that showing, and we ended up with 100 people. So obviously, you know, we did something okay there. And people were so fired up after the film. The questions were great. They were, you know, statistics on Dominican trafficking stats, what we're doing to stop it, what they can do to help. They gave, I think, some questions about the sex trade in other parts of the world. And overall, just a great experience, I think, for that little valley. And ever since then, there's been a community group started that puts together fundraisers. You can find that on Facebook. I think it's called Gifts of Grace Star Valley, and where you can exchange ideas, you can exchange information, and get the ball rolling on some of those fundraisers, news about events. And are you going to say something? Oh, here, going for the mic.
Well, it's just amazing how one little event like that, that's what's so incredible about The Abolitionist, is there's so many people who think it's a great thing the Gifts of Grace is doing, but it doesn't really sink in what it really means, what really is happening to these kids. And what was so incredible, though I didn't attend the showing, I get updates whenever there's new monthly donors that sign up, whenever people want to volunteer, and I mean, it exploded online. It's just incredible. And that's one of the incredible thing about the Chet Flett Films.
Chet Flett Films.
Yeah, it's something incredible about what they're doing is when they can bring what's actually happening in the world to the screen, it makes it real for people. And that's what it did. And people want to get involved as soon as they hear about that, because instead of just thinking of some foreign kids, it really makes it seem real. So people want to do everything they can to stop it. It's been incredible.
Yeah, I think when you kind of take the thing off the screen and kind of put it in their hearts, people get fired up and motivated. And it is cool to see. And we also have some exciting updates to share with you guys about Chet Flett Films and some cool things happening. But we'll share that later on a different podcast. This one is more focused on just the showings in general. And you know, obviously we get that, my grandma was even at the showing, which I was surprised, because my grandma does not like to, number one, get out. Number two, she doesn't like this topic. But so when we were taking tickets to the door and had our booth set up, when grandma strolled in, I was like, hey, grandma's here. And, you know, even she was, obviously, you know, she can't do much in her old age, but she shares all the time on Facebook what the Gifts of Grace, what Gifts of Grace posts. She donated. And so it just shows you that even like, no matter how young or old you are, there's things that you can do to make a difference in the lives of these kids. And that really was a special night. I mean, the Valley, I feel, kind of caught that drive, that motivation to help these kids, and definitely a win for the kids for sure that night. And we hope to continue working with projects in Star Valley.
Yeah. So, the other thing we really need to touch on, because it's just been in my head all week, because the people in the Laramie and Cheyenne area really came out in, I mean, big numbers and to support Gifts of Grace this last week. So why don't you fill us in, Ty, on the process leading up to that and the success we had this week?
Yeah, I'd love to. It's been a super rewarding process, obviously. Well, first things first, this is pre-enrollment in the MBA program here at the University of Wyoming, but they gave us the option to create a TUG event. TUG is a place where you can kind of you can find a documentary that you want to watch, bring it to your town, and you kind of like rent out the theater if you can sell enough tickets. So we had to meet a threshold of 85 tickets in a span of, I think, 3.5 months, and it got pretty tight there at the end, but people started seeing the things that were being shared online. People started to get passionate and started to share. And yeah, I was taking tickets. And the kind of people that came out, I mean, people that were interested in the community, anti-trafficking clubs in Cheyenne, police officers, tons of people that came out just to support. And just such a great event. I mean, just a good step in the right direction for Wyoming as far as anti-trafficking laws and anti-trafficking awareness is concerned. Because in Cheyenne, you know, we've touched on this in previous podcasts, there's been some arrests recently in the area, and definitely a win, you know, once again, a win for the kids when the people show out, and an awesome night for Gifts of Grace. Yeah, some of the stories. Side note, if I sound a little tired this morning, it's because I didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m., which is actually, it's a cool story. Obviously, you know, we always host a question and answer after every event. So if people have questions or concerns, they can come talk to us. And there were these two girls that came up after the show, and they were like crying, but they were like so fired up, and they were like, what can we do? How can we help? And had just all these ideas, all these floods of ideas. And they're actually from Laramie. So, you know, I said, because obviously there's a couple people that need the questions answered, and so I was like, well, let's talk, and let's meet up this weekend. Let's talk what you can, like, let's go over some of the statistics. Like, let me tell you what's going on in other parts of the world. Let's talk about how you can get involved with the organization. And so they said, okay. And so we met up last night around 8 o'clock. And just, we were talking, you know, watched a little documentary called Not My Life, which is a great documentary about exploitation, if you want to get more knowledge about that. And just like brainstormed for 7 hours, which is great. You know, I mean, 3 o'clock rolled around, and like, I didn't even realize that it was that time of night, because I was wide awake, and they were fired up. I was fired up seeing them fired up and just excited the direction that they can help us go. And they definitely caught the bug. But we're recording this podcast pretty early, so if I sound a little tired, that's why. I apologize, but totally worth it. Totally worth it. There's a group from another good question I got after the showing was, there's a group from Cheyenne East, the theater group down there, that is putting on a play about sexual exploitation and specifically trafficking in kind of the older children, 16, 17. So if you get a chance, I mean, we'll post about that on our social media sites, but that could be, you know, so powerful and so great to see youth getting aware of the issue and spreading the word through their creative talent. So I can't wait to see that. But they had questions about, you know, what can we show in the film to show that it's slavery, to show that it's exploitation, and show all this stuff. And so I won't spoil it, obviously, because I want you to go see the play. But yeah, it was just a good night for the kids, good night for Gifts of Grace, and good night for the state of Wyoming in general.
Yeah. Also like to point out, it was pretty incredible. So we hit the threshold a couple weeks before the movie showing, 85 yep. people. And then leading up to the showing, we thought, well, let's put an article in the paper about like a few days beforehand. And we did, and it ended up, our attendance was 120 people.
Yeah.
Just over or just under, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorites of the night, so what we did is we teamed up with a couple of other organizations as well to help put this on. And one of them was Heart Mothers, who you heard from a couple weeks ago. Ruth.
Yeah, we try to do this podcast once a week, but sometimes we're a little better than others. So the last podcast, Ruth's podcast, yeah, she was with us there.
Yeah, she was. And she had some of her things out front, OUR and then us. And after the showing, it was pretty neat. This little, sweet, older woman comes walking out. She comes up to me and she goes, "Now, I need information on Heart Mothers." I said, "Okay." And I handed her Ruth's card and her flyer. And she goes, she says, "I'm too old to do any of this young stuff that you guys do." She goes, "But at least I can be a mom to a girl far away." Well, grandma. And she walked away with a grin on her face. And I said, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's really what they need, you know. And it was just neat to see people get so excited. And she was also, when she showed up to the movie, she I remember her raising her hand to ask a question, but she said, "I just read about this in the paper and just showed up. How are there so many people here?"
Oh, that was the same lady?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
It was pretty neat. So she was really wanting to get involved. And there was a lot of very generous donations at the theater. And for those of you who contributed, a huge thank you to you. Because the things it's going to do for those kids is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just to echo what Mitch said, I mean, first off, like, that is what it's all about. And Ruth, she made such a good comment, too. There was a question asked about the profits generated from trafficking and, like, the scope of it. And, you know, she had such a good comment. She was like, you may not be able to take down this Goliath by yourself, but you can find one kid and make a difference in their life. And it's so true. And for those of you who donated, if you're listening to this podcast, which I hope you are, I hope the word is getting spread on this podcast, you know, thank you again. Your donations make us go, and it's just a big, big help to our organization. But I have a question for you, actually, Mitch.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to ask this question. First off, two questions, actually. There was a, after the showing, obviously, and after the question and answer, you know, we had some of the people that didn't want to share their question publicly came and spoke to me, and you went out to our booth. Like, what? Like, can you tell us, like, how that was? Like, people at the booth?
Oh, we were getting swarmed.
Oh, nice. That's what I like to hear. Because I was like, I always miss that part of the, because my brother, he was the one that manned the booth in Star Valley. And I came out just because people ask questions, and I come out and I miss people at the booth. And so I always miss that moment, but I always like to hear how it went. So I would like to hear from you how it went.
Yeah, so as soon as the question and answer ended, I went straight out into the, I don't know what you call it. I almost said
foyer.
Yeah, I guess we could call it that.
The hallway, the thing.
Yeah.
The place where our booth,
of the theater where the booth was set up. And went over there just to answer questions or whatever needed to happen. Some people were, you know, people generously donated a raffle, which was neat. So you had about, I don't know, a quarter of the people who that was their interest went straight to the raffle to see if they won and then left. That wasn't very many. The vast majority came straight to the booth and were asking questions, gathering as much information. One person in particular, who's actually a good friend of ours, came up to me and he said, "What can I do to get involved? Because I am pissed." And I was like, "Well,
take
all this stuff and take all this info. You already know who we are. And
let's get to work."
Yeah, it's just...
That's awesome.
Because things are opening up like crazy. And there was a few other people. I think the coolest thing was before the showing. There was a few people in Cheyenne. We're going to be getting a lot of... job application soon. A lady in the military, a couple of people from the military who are stationed in Cheyenne came up to me. And she said, look, my husband's in Intel. What can I do? I want to sign up. We want to go. We want to help out as much as we can. She goes, we can't help overseas very much, but there's so many things going on here. We know how to gather intel, and we know how to find them. I was like, well, let's do it. Said, you can sign up with OUR, or you can volunteer with both of us, and when we go on trips or whatever, you can help us out, help these kids, you know. And it was just really neat that so many people were just willing to come out and want to volunteer. For those who couldn't volunteer or things like that, they were donating cash like crazy. You know, and I'm just sitting here going, holy cow, the generosity was just overwhelming. It literally made you want to make you want to have tears come to your eyes. I turned to you and said that.
Yeah, that's actually my second question, is like what made you in that moment kind of say that? Because I remember you guys had been shopping at the mall, if I'm not mistaken, and I, you know, was helping things get up at the theater, you know, making sure that the seats were clean and whatever. And you come in, you get ready to help, and this lady comes in, and she's like, I'm here for the showing. And, you know, our booth is kind of set up where, you know, you can grab some information on what's going on in the Dominican Republic. You can grab some info on what we're doing. You can grab this interview, this blog post that we printed out. You can sign up your email, and you can give donations. And you just kind of were like, wow, like, almost wants to bring you to tears. And, like, what kind of made you, like, think that, say that, and what almost made you come to tears in that moment?
Well, and for me, there was that going on, but behind that lady, there's probably 6 or 7 other people just looking at us, wanting to ask questions, wanting to know what to do. Like, it just, you could see this fire in their eyes. Like, they just were there because they wanted to help, you know. And then an overwhelming feeling came over me that, because if one person wants to help, more than one kid is going to be either rescued or is going to be helped go back to school or is going to be protected in some way. So I'm looking at those people going, that's a lot of kids already. This was just those few people in front of me who are willing to help that are going to be helped. And it just, an overwhelming feeling came over me, and I just thought, holy cow, what we're doing is so much bigger than us. Mm-hmm. You know, it almost wanted to bring tears to my eyes. You know, I could feel it welling up. And looking around, they were grabbing flyers, grabbing business cards, grabbing everything they could, putting cash in the basket. People were just so generous and wanting to help. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, especially like the amount of work that we've put in just in this year. I mean, 2016 has been our biggest year by far, and just kind of seeing that come to fruition and seeing how the kids are going to benefit from our efforts. It is, and I had that feeling too. I mean, there's moments, I think, when you're talking with people that you try to like bite your lip and you try to fight back tears. Honestly, we were at the Starlight Show, you know, Cousin Marie. After the showing, she was bawling, and she like saw our table. She took the info. She put some money in the jar, the donation jar, and she was just like started crying. She was like, "I just want to help so bad," and then I was just like had to bite my lip, and I was like, "You have no idea, like what you're like as far as like spreading awareness will do, as far as your donations will go," and so yeah, it's just. I mean, it's just such an awesome thing. And the Cheyenne showing, like, I get so sad when I have to miss those booth visits, obviously, with the questions. But, I mean, Wyoming, we are overwhelmed with your generosity, with your passion. I mean, so many people that we've met are just so fired up and so ready to go. And we're ready, and we're excited for what the future has for us.
Yeah, it was incredible. So I echo that. Thank you to everybody who showed up and all your generosity and your willingness to help us out. Words can't describe our gratitude towards you. And we'll keep you updated on the website about future fundraising events or projects or whatever we have going. We have a really incredible announcement coming up here in the next couple months. So stay tuned, because yeah, we've gotten some incredible opportunities coming up, and what we're able to do in the Dominican Republic this year is going to be bigger than we've ever had in the past.
Yep, exactly right. And if you want to support, you know, just a last little plug, there are ways you can support. Obviously, you know, go to Gifts of Grace. WY.org and become a monthly donor. I mean, your donations, like Mitch said, I mean, they go further than you'll ever know. They keep us going. And, you know, it's you guys that are really helping these kids with your donations. Amazon Smile, always give us a plug on Amazon Smile. If you're an Amazon shopper, you shop on Amazon. Amazon donates a proceed of your purchase to Gifts of Grace, Lofty as well. If you shop on Lofty, you can also, they also contribute part of your purchase to Gifts of Grace. You can download this podcast. It's a great way to inform yourself about the happenings of Gifts of Grace and kind of the stuff that we're about and other organizations in the area. You can also, we've partnered with Chet Flett Films to become a distributor of The Abolitionist. So, we'll have that up on our website, hopefully, by the end of this weekend. Go to our site. If you were inspired by The Abolitionist, you can purchase The Abolitionist, and Gifts of Grace receives 30% of your overall purchase. So own the movie, help out an organization, and there's plenty of ways to get involved, to support us financially.
Also, I wanted to kind of touch on what Tyler said about the Lofty. Is it L-O-F-T-I?
L-O-F-T-I-I.
Oh, T-I-I.
Yeah.
So for those of you, even if you don't know what it is, just go to their website and download the add-on to your browser. And that way, when it's hooked up, whenever you shop at a huge variety of places, anytime you shop and you have Gifts of Grace selected, they will donate to us. You pay to wherever you normally shop at, and then those companies will donate to us. It's an incredible little gadget. So, yeah, other than that, that was incredible. So thank you.
Two great showings. Thank you guys for the questions. I mean, the questions, they were so great. And, you know, sometimes they cause us to stay late at the theater, but we don't care. Like, we stay late at the theater. And, so many cool things happening. So many passionate people involved with the organization. And, we feel humbled to be a part of it. So, Mitch, any closing thoughts?
No, just re-echo what I've said over and over, the gratitude we have towards you who have been so gracious towards, Gifts of Grace and the kids, especially, because when you're gracious towards us, you're gracious towards the kids, and it's incredible. So thank you.
Yeah, it's definitely a win for the kids whenever we have a successful event. And my closing thoughts would just be, if you haven't joined us yet, join us. Come aboard, support the organizations that we promote, support us. Human trafficking, sexual exploitation, it's a big, awful thing that's happening closer than you think. But, it takes good people like us to rise up and say, and stand with the kids and say that this kind of evil is not okay in this world. I mean, just last night we were watching this documentary called Not My Life. The two girls that I'd met at the Abolitionist showing in Cheyenne, they came, and this film, if you haven't seen it, it depicts a lot of kind of the exploitation that goes on around the world, not just sex trafficking, but also child labor. And I was sitting next to one, and she just started to cry. And so I tapped her on the shoulder. I was like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Are you going to be okay? And she was like, yeah, it's just hard for me to wrap my head around this kind of evil. And so after the film, I made a point of telling her, you know, it is hard to kind of deal with this kind of evil. But for the kids, you have to sacrifice a little bit of your innocence so you can be aware and be able to fight this evil. So we ask you, just like she's brave, she's ready, she's motivated. She sacrificed a bit of her innocence, and it wasn't easy. The first time I did it, it wasn't easy. First time you did it, I'm sure it wasn't easy. And, but what we ask you to sacrifice some of your innocence to help these kids. And, cause these kids are so much stronger than you realize. Their future is so much brighter than they realize. And, we stand with the kids. We're not afraid to say it. And, If you haven't joined us already, join us. But once again, I'm Tyler Schwab.
And I'm Mitch.
And thank you for listening to the Dream Saver podcast. We will see you next time. This is